Good evening, baseball fans, and welcome to Roger D. Chevrolet City, the town of Jupiter, and Palm Beach County welcoming this evening's game between the Jupiter Hammerheads and the Palm Beach Cardinals. First pitch is scheduled for 6:30. Starting lineups will be announced in just a few minutes. But first, the much acclaimed, much heralded, much awarded Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium disclaimer. Perhaps you would like to take notes. Ladies and gentlemen, a safety reminder, we ask that you please pay attention to the ball game. Because of the potential danger caused by thrown or batted balls, we ask that you keep your eyeballs on the field at all times. Please remain off the tops of the dugouts and in no time for fans from out on the playing field. Running is not permitted in the stadium unless, of course, you're a player. And we ask that you respect the property of your fellow fans and toss your garbage into one of them their trash receptacles. We ask that you do not open umbrellas. No, arara, por favor. And we'd also like to think about smoking. No fumar, por favor, in the seating area. Smoking is permitted if you wish in the concourse area. If you have any questions, those friendly ushers located sporadically through the ballpark will be glad to assist you. Thank you for your cooperation, and we hope you enjoy this evening's game. ESPN 106.3 is your home for sports. The Palm Beaches and Treasure Coast. Catch all your favorite local national personalities weekdays 6A to 6B. You can follow on social at ESPN West Palm. This year marks the 10th anniversary of the RoofClaim.com Boca Raton Bowl. You can join us in celebrating 10 years of this ESPN event in Palm Beach County on Thursday, December 21st at FAU Stadium. You can visit RoofClaim.com Boca Raton Bowl for more information. Follow on social at Boca Bowl.
For every just one more mile to your next ace on the court, when you have a sports-related injury, Cleveland Clinic Florida is here for them all. From serious athletes to weekend warriors, our team helps keep you in the game. As your top choice for orthopedic care, we offer expert diagnosis, personalized sports therapies, and game-changing surgeries. For every injury, for every athlete, for every care in the world, schedule your care today.
The Loggerhead Marine Life Center is an oceanside sea turtle rehab research education facility within 5 miles of Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Loggerhead Marine Life Center is open 7 days a week, featuring aquariums and learning exhibits for the entire family. Best of all, it's absolutely free. John C. Cassidy Air Conditioning is the largest family-owned air conditioning contractor, serving South Florida for over 60 years. At John C. Cassidy Air Conditioning, they service, repair, and install both residential and commercial air conditioning and offer maintenance programs to meet your needs. They're available 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Phone number is 561-863-6750, website CassidyAC.com. Duffy's is the place to catch all your sports action. With 13 locations in Palm Beach County, there's sure to be one near you. And if a Palm Beach Cardinals player hits the Duffy's Sports Grill sign on the light pole in left field today, one lucky fan is going to go home with free Duffy's food for a year. Oh my gosh. Duffy's, their game is always on. You can volunteer to be a designated driver today. Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium along with Southern Eagle Distributing, Anheuser-Busch, We'll give you a complimentary Budweiser Zero or Icelandic water. You'll sign out from the kiosk. The Good Sport designated driver program and the concourse. Perhaps we could help eliminate alcohol-related accidents and promote responsible drinking. Flex Spine and Sport is Jupiter's premier chiropractic location right here in downtown Abaco. At Flex Spine and Sport, they strive to provide the best possible service, focusing their attention on helping patients reach their personal goals and optimal health. They create treatment plans designed around you and your needs. They're dedicated to helping you live a pain-free life. Visit FlexSpineAndSport.com for more information and to book your first appointment. Rugged and Chevrolet City, your safety is our number one priority. But we'd like your help. If you see something, say something, call 561-775-1818. Together we can help keep Rugged and Chevrolet Stadium safe and enjoyable for everyone.
Health and medicine are at the heart of every community, shaping our jobs, families, and daily routines.
The time is now for something better. Something different.
FAU Health Network is a community of leaders in education, healthcare, science, and business. Our mission is simple: to keep our communities healthy, happy, and thriving, and working to make a real difference in the lives of those we serve. FAU Health Network, of the community, for the community.
Eagle Coopers has been keeping things cool on the water and over the road for 60 years. Well, local Jupiter Florida Company's innovative ideas have revolutionized the cooler market with the first patented rope-toe molded cooler and the world's most efficient portable fresh freezer. Today, the new soft side bags and dry boxes are changing the way people keep things cool. And the Cardinal player hits the Eagle Cooler sign right out there. In right field, one lucky fan is going to go home to Frostburg. Eagle Coolers, the original high-performance cooler company. Bank of America is proud to support the communities where we live, work, and give back. And since 2017, Bank of America has invested more than $6.5 million in Palm Beach County communities with charitable grants and matching gifts. Their local employees have contributed more than 74,000 volunteer hours. They are honored to support Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, and we thank Bank of America for supporting our cause at bankofamerica.com/Palm Beach County.
At Everglades Equipment Group, we know that yard work often lasts longer than 9 innings. But with the right players in the game, you can ensure that the job gets done quickly. For 60 years, we've been dedicated to helping keep your operation running smoothly so you can enjoy more moments like this. Cut, pull, and lift yourself to a swift victory over your yard. Stop by one of our 18 locations or visit EFE1963.com to see why our John Deere equipment are the right pick for your job.
You can volunteer to be a designated driver today. Rock Creek Chevrolet Stadium on the Southern Eagle District. And I am Hang Out to Bush. We'll give you a Budweiser Zero or Icelandic water. Together, we can help eliminate alcohol-related accidents and promote responsible drinking. Sign up for kiosk in the concourse. Be sure to check out Bellini Bubbly. It's a refreshing twist on the classic Italian cocktail, crafted with the finest natural flavors. Available in peach and pomegranate. Bellini Bubbly, the only flavored wine spritzer of its class.
Who drinks Budweiser? You know the type. The
A&M Electric Supply is the official electric distributor of Roger Dean Chevrolet Sales. Your best source for LEDs and electrical parts. Visit KMEElectric.com and connect with them on social media. If the Cardinals this evening hit a double during the game, Tijuana Flex, they'll give you free queso. Scan the QR code on the Dean screen for Tijuana Flats. Double score queso.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
How do your customers find you? From the monument sign on the side of the road to your storefront sign, it's important to keep your branding consistent, even in the lobby. Many companies make signs, but how many take the time to make sure you're designing the right ones? Whether you need a banner for an event or you want to stand out at a trade show, the knowledgeable team at Signorama West Palm Beach can help you. From the idea to the installation, their team of experts will manage your project no matter what the size, every step of the way. So from the moment the customer parks to their potential purchase, trust the team at Signorama West Palm Beach to help you with your business.
The program for the Florida State League this season is now digital. We've gone big time. All you have to do is scan the QR code on your phone to view the program, learn more about it. We include promotions, schedules, and ticket packages, and even learn more about the National Anthem Series. On behalf of Silver Sluggers, Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, I'd like to thank Humana, the law offices of Craig Goldenbard, Conviva, Palm Beach Gardens Medical Center, and Legends Radio for being the presenting sponsors of the Silver Slugger program. As we'll be doing bingo tonight. Get your bingo cards? Well, I hope so, because we got lots of prizes to give away tonight. In fact, 29 prizes. And here are the rules. Players, fans, we ask that you do not tear off the tabs on your bingo card. We don't really know why we ask you to do that, but we ask you to do that. If you have the correct bingo number, simply fold back the tab. The tabs with torn off tabs will be ruled ineligible. When you reach bingo, and that, of course, is horizontally, vertically, or diagonally, just like you do on a cruise ship, take the card to the Cleveland Clinic Guest Pass Services booth in the concourse to receive your prize. The game will be played only when the Palm Beach Cardinals are batting, and will continue until all 25 winners have been announced. Remember, do not tear off the tabs. Cards with torn off tabs will be disqualified. 25 winners, and then bingo is over. The WPBF 25 First Warning Weather Team, proud to be the official forecaster of Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Trust them to keep you safe and informed every day. With the only independently certified, most accurate weather forecast in South Florida.
Time to watch WPBF 25 News at 5 and 6.
for the ceremonial first pitches, we've got a couple of them tonight. First is Evan Fox. Evan plays travel baseball, hopes to be a Major League Baseball player one day, and he will be pitching to Lisandro Espinoza, infielder for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Welcome, Evan. Good to have you at the ballpark. Evan's wearing green shoes. With good luck. Running out to the mound. This man has confidence. He's got the baseball in his right hand, the windup, and the pitch. Look at that. Evan Fox. Next up is David Brown. David's 24 years old, graduate of Palm Beach School for Autism. A member of the nonprofit group benefiting the special needs community called CHAMP. No stranger to the mound, downtown David Brown. Let's see your fastball, David. He's a lefty. Looking in for the sign. Steer. Downtown David Brown.
Coming at you live from Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium here in beautiful Jupiter, Florida. It's the opener of a six-game series between the hometown rivals, the Jupiter Hammerheads, and the Palm Beach Cardinals. Good evening, everyone. Brian Loftus here with you, kicking off Silver Slugger Night on this Wednesday evening. Hoping the rain holds off for this one as we're getting set for the 16th matchup between the Fins and the Feathers here this evening. Jupiter Hammerheads coming into this evening's ballgame. 1-1 record here in the second half of the season. They posted a 35-31 solid record in the first half of the season, missing out on a playoff bid to their stadium rivals by just 2.5 games. Jupiter coming off a fun six-game series, fun in quotation marks,
Six-game series against the St. Lucie Mets. That included two rainouts, two doubleheaders, three shutouts, including a 17-0 shellacking of the Mets in last week's doubleheader on Wednesday night. And, oh, yeah, a pair of 1-0 victories in the doubleheader this past Sunday to close out the series. Meanwhile, the playoff-bound Palm Beach Cardinals may have had a little bit too much champagne as they enter the second half of the season 0-3 to start after dropping three straight as they posted a 37-28 record in the first half of the season, clinching them a playoff berth come late September. Cardinals' second-best record in the entire Florida State League in that first half of the season, only to the Clearwater Threshers, who finished with a 44-21 record. Threshers, an easy division win, as the Philadelphia Philly affiliate finished nine games better than the Bradenton Marauders. Palm Beach Cardinals 9-6 versus Jupiter so far this season, outscoring them by a score of 74-60 as we get set for game number 16 here at the Dean Managers Exchange of Lineup, exchanging lineup cards. Gary Kendall for the Palm Beach Cardinals and Nelson Prada for the Jupiter Hammerheads. Cardinals coming in wearing their home white uniforms from top to bottom. Jupiter Hammerheads going with their aqua blue tops and their gray slacks with their blue caps, as we'll get you set for our starting pitching matchup in tonight's ballgame, which is scheduled for 6:30 for the Jupiter Hammerheads. They're going to throw the young right-hander Juan de la Cruz out of the mound, 6'3", 180 pounds, the 18-year-old out of the Dominican Republic, making his second appearance and start here, who spent a couple games down in the Florida Complex League to begin his season. His lone appearance with the Hammerheads was last Wednesday night here at the Dean versus St. Lucie Mets. De la Cruz picked up the no decision in four innings of work, surrendering two earned runs, allowing five hits. He struck out eight, however, he did walk six in those four innings of work, so we'll see if he has a little bit better command tonight. We'll see if Mother Nature has a little bit better command on this evening's ballgame as well. Opposing Juan de la Cruz will be the lefty, the southpaw for the Palm Beach Cardinals, Bryson Motz. 6'3", 190 pounds is the 21-year-old, a second-round pick by the Cardinals in last year's 2022 draft out of the University of San Diego. Motz making his 14th start of the season, a 2-6 record, a 4.40 ERA. He's given up 57 hits in 59 innings of work, 61 strikeouts to 29 walks, 6 hit batters. Get ready for that tonight. Opponents hitting 248 off the southpaw, Bryson Motz. He's struggled as of late. He hasn't earned the win dating back all the way to May the 13th, ironically, against the Jupiter Hammerheads, as Motz is 0-5 in his last six starts. His most recent start, Motz took the loss against the Daytona Tortugas just up I-95. He surrendered four earned runs in five and a third innings work while striking out five and issuing four walks. So we'll see if both starting pitchers have a little bit better command here on Silver Slugger night here at the Dean. Should be a good night of baseball, assuming the weather holds up. Should have a guest here in the booth. I'm flying solo tonight. I texted him. I told him I might be feeling lonely, but we might have a guest appearance by General Manager Andrew Seymour of the Palm Beach Cardinals here in the booth with us later tonight, promoting some stuff going on later this week. We got golf night coming at you live tomorrow evening. Should be a good promotional night, not to mention fireworks coming up. We're going to have a Monday baseball game here, a rarity, which we normally don't have. It's kind of a shame that the 4th of July falls on a Tuesday, if I'm correct. Let me check my calendar. I don't have a calendar, but that's all right. As we get you set for tonight's starting lineups here between the Fins and the Feathers, the 16th installment this season. For the Jupiter Hammerheads, they are the road team in tonight's ballgame. Leading things off will be Brian Roberts. He's out in right field, batting second. Over at third base will be Jordan McCants. The hot-hitting Javier Sanoa has the start out in center field, Sanoa batting third. In the cleanup spot will be Chase Luttrell. Luttrell out in left field. Ian Lewis, the switch-hitting second baseman, will be batting fifth. Torrin Montgomery will be the designated hitter, hitting sixth. Batting seventh will be Harrison Spahn. He's over at shortstop. Christian Rodriguez is the first baseman. He will be batting eighth and rounding out the lineup for Nelson Prada's Jupiter Hammerheads. Will be Andrew Fernandez. He's catching and batting ninth. He has the catching duties for the aforementioned right-hander starting pitcher, Juan De La Cruz. Once again, Roberts, McCants, Sanoa, Latrell, Lewis, Montgomery, Spahn, Rodriguez, and Fernandez for the Jupiter Hammerheads. For the home team in tonight's ballgame, the playoff-bound Palm Beach Cardinals, leading things off will be Juan Bin Cho. Cho out in left field leading things off. Chris Rotondo, the Villanova product, is the designated hitter. He will be batting second. Leonardo Bernal has the catching duties. The switch hitter will be batting third. Michael Curiale is in the cleanup spot over at third base. He'll be batting fourth. Joshua Baez is manning right field. He will be batting fifth. Batting in the sixth spot will be Adonson Cruz. He's out in center field. Batting seventh over at second base will be Brandon Hernandez. Batting eighth over at first base will be Javier Bolivar. Bolivar over at first, batting eighth, and rounding out the lineup for Gary Kendall's playoff-bound Palm Beach Cardinals will be Jonathan Mejia. Mejia over at shortstop and batting ninth with the left-handed pitcher Bryson Motz out on the mound. Once again, Cho, Rotondo, Bernal, Curiale, Baez, Cruz, Hernandez, Bolivar, Mejia out on the mound as the Palm Beach Cardinals, right on cue, take the field. I hit the post. We're going to send it down to field level for first pitch and national anthem here at the Dean.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we invite you to please rise and remove your caps and join in the singing as the Hammerheads and the Cardinals honor America. And this evening, our national anthem will be performed by our very own Lou Villano.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, all the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land and of the free, and the home of the brave?
As he takes a bow, as he should. What an entertainer, SLV, sweet Lou Villano, pumping out our national anthem here at the Dean on what is technically 4th of July weekend down here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Got a lot of stuff going on. Hit an air fist pump from Andrew Seymour down there on the lower level as he might be joining us in the booth later on. The general manager for the Palm Beach Cardinals as Bryson Motz begins his warm-up tosses here on what should be a good night of baseball. Storms might be moving in from the area north to south as our chief meteorologist Doc Loftus has informed me. But I think sweet Lou Villano chased Mother Nature away right there as he pumped out that national anthem. Golf night tomorrow night here at the Dean. We got 4th of July fireworks bash coming at you live Monday evening for the finale of this six-game series. Usually it's game two of this six-game series. However, because 4th of July is coming up, they delayed it, and we're going to play some Monday baseball, which is a rarity here at the Dean. Bryson Motz finishing up his warm-up tosses. He's getting set to face Brian Roberts, Jordan McCants, and Javier Sanoa due up this half inning. Like we mentioned, Motz struggling as of recently, hasn't picked up a victory dating all the way back to May the 13th, 0-5 in his last six starts. However, his last win did come here at the Dean versus the Jupiter Hammerheads. Brett Roberts striding to the plate. Hammerheads wearing those beautiful alternate jerseys, the aqua blue on the top. The gray pants. Roberts, the 22-year-old out of Atlanta, Georgia, Florida State Seminole product, 16th round pick by the Marlins in last year's 2022 draft. Lefty on righty matchup, Mott's working from the third base side of the rubber. He winds on the first pitch. We are underway. This ball's driven out to center field, playable for a Donson Cruz. He ranges back towards right center and makes the catch. One pitch, one out to kick things off here at 6:32 p.m., 88 degrees, and hazy, hot, and humid. Ideal baseball weather as Jordan McCants strides to the plate. McCants batting from the left-hand side. Just hitting 185 here in the month of June. The first pitch takes on the outside corner. It's a fastball at 92. It's a called strike. McCants 2-for-12 last week in the series versus St. Lucie. Hitting 232 on the year. The wind in the 0-1. Paints the fastball on the outside edge. Quickly down in the count. No balls and two strikes. Mott's now shifts towards the center of the rubber. Delivers the 0-2. Misses wide. Fastball high at 92. Year-old out of Pensacola, Florida is Jordan McCants. The 1-2. Breaking ball, fighting to stay alive. He skies this into the stands and out of play. Should be a souvenir for the Silver Sluggers. They got the bingo cards out here tonight. Pretty good sized crowd here on a Wednesday evening. The 1-2. Jammed him into the hands. This one skied again. Out of play, left side. Right over the Guanabana's tiki hut out there in left field, foul territory. It did not reach my car. The 1-2. Chasing at the breaking ball down in the dirt, drop third strike. Bernal's up with it. The catcher steps in foul territory so he can get a clean lane to throw to Bolivar over at first. Strikeout 2-3 put out if you're scoring at home. Two up, two down to start things out here in the top half of the first. Now we'll bring up Javier Sanoa to the plate. Sanoa had quite the series against St. Lucie last week. 8-for-18 with 5 RBIs in the 6-game set. Betting 286 so far in the season. Still without a homer. Does have 40 RBIs among the league leaders in the Florida State League. He'll take the first pitch, breaking ball down at the shoe tops for ball one. Left side of the infield expecting a pull. Right side of the infield shaded up the middle. The 1-0. Tries to paint the fastball at 93. In on the hands. Does not get the call. Hitters count 2 balls and no strikes. Sanoa playing in his 69th game here with the Jupiter Hammerheads. The 2-0. Fastball right down Main Street for a ball. Mott's peers in quizzically to home plate umpire Shea Graham, who's calling balls and strikes. Chad Lagana is on the base paths. 2 umpires tonight. Counts 3-0. The pitch. This one's called a strike. Looked a little bit low in the zone. Surprised that was called a strike compared to the last pitch. Nonetheless, 3 balls and a strike. 2 outs. No score. The pitch. Jammed him in on the hands. Grounder to first. Backhanded stop by Bolivar. He'll take it to the bag himself, and the side is retired in order. Hammerheads turned away here in the top half of the first. We're going to the home half. Cardinals do up. You're listening to Brian Loftus on the Roger Dean Chevrolet Radio Network.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
And Mama, how you feeling?
Great, and I'm ready for you today.
I'm checking in on ya. Morning meditation?
Check.
Dressed and ready to work out?
Check.
Check your blood pressure yet?
And check.
Boom! Great job, Mom. And about those gold earrings?
No, ma'am.
Now more than ever, it's important that we protect our hearts and the hearts of those we love. Monitor your blood pressure daily and help each other stay motivated. Rally your squad to take the online pledge at releasethepressure.org. Brought to you by the Release the Pressure Coalition and the Ad Council.
And we're back here in the bottom half of the first. Hammerheads turned away in their top half. Hammerheads coming to the, or excuse me, the Cardinals coming to play. Juan Bincho, Chris Rotondo, and Leonardo Bernal do up this half. And in for the Redbirds, getting set to face Juan de la Cruz, the 18-year-old Dominican Republic product, making his second appearance here with the Jupiter Hammerheads. Took the no decision in his first appearance last Wednesday versus the St. Lucie Mets, going four innings, surrendering two earned runs. He works from the right-hand side against the lefty Cho. The first pitch, Cho fouls it at the plate as it trickles into the dugout. First base side for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Cho batting 282 on the season, three homers to go along with 27 RBIs, the 0-1. This one's grounded to shortstop. Up to this Harrison Spahn, the throw across the diamond to Rodriguez is in time. 6-3 put out, one up, one down to start things out here in the home half of the first. That'll bring up Chris Rotondo to the plate. Rotondo, four hits in the series versus Daytona last week. He went 4-for-18. Batting 238 so far on the year. He'll take the first pitch, breaking ball in at the hip for a called strike, one looking. 386 on base percentage for Rotondo as he fouls this straight back to the netting, counts no balls and two strikes. Cardinals have the series edge against the Hammerheads so far this season, taking 9 out of 15 so far, outscoring them 74-60. The 0-2 tries a breaking ball. This one misses down and inside. Rotondo out of Bridgeport, Connecticut, stands in for the 1-2. Lays off the breaking ball down in the zone. Catches the heart of the plate. Counts two balls and two strikes. From left to right in the infield, McCants at third, Spahn at shortstop, Lewis at second, Rodriguez over at first. The 2-2. This one's lined to shortstop. On one hop, Spahn's up with it, fields it at the hip. The throw down to first is in time. Back-to-back 6-3 putouts by the shortstop as some lightning pops up in the distance just up the road, up I-95, more towards St. Lucie. And ominous clouds moving in, but I had a conversation with Mother Nature, and I think she's going to abide tonight. The dude abides as Leonardo Bernal, the switch hitting catcher, stands in. He'll foul the first pitch back to the screen. Counts 0-1. Bernal working on a three-game hitting streak, eight-game on-base streak, hitting 257 so far on the season. The 0-1 jammed him in on the hands. This one's skied left side. This will reach the stands and out of play. De La Cruz working quickly, getting set for his 10th pitch of the early evening. This one called third strike, down and in right at the shoe tops, much to the chagrin of Leonardo Bernal, and I'm sure Gary Kendall chiming in from the dugout. But a clean 1-2-3 frame for both starting pitchers tonight. We're going to the second here at the Dean. Still no score.
First, I hold my hands out like they're on a steering wheel. Then I look over my shoulder. One, okay, cool guy. Two, three times. Next, oh, I put it in reverse. Meep, meep, meep. Then I take it up and down, up, up and down. And that, kiddos, is called the forklift.
Dance like a dad. It's a great way to make a moment with your kids.
Now that's dancing. Sure beats flossing.
Visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Okay, kids, Dad's gonna teach you how to dance. first. Spread your feet apart. Then, pump your knee. Nod your head. Shake your hips. And bite your lip ever so slightly. Now, with one hand in the air, point at people with the other hand. I call that the rock star.
Dance like a dad. It's a great way to make a moment with your kids.
Now, make a face like it just smells something bad.
Visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Top of the second here in Jupiter, Florida, scoreless through the first frame. Bunch of goose eggs up on the scoreboard. A couple of 1-2-3 frames for both starting pitcher De La Cruz and Motts. Motts finishing up his warm-up tosses, getting set to face 4, 5, and 6 in the lineup. Latrell, Lewis, and Montgomery do up for the Jupiter Hammerheads. As it would be only fitting for the Cardinals and Hammerheads to face each other in the playoffs, possibly. They do have a good shot, as the Cardinals have already clinched one of the two playoff berths here in the Eastern Division. Latrell squares around, shows bunt on the first pitch. He pulls back, takes wide. It's ball one. Latrell hitting 274 on the season, 4 homers to go along with 25 RBIs. The 1-0 paints a fastball, 91 right down Main Street. Counts even at 1-1. Latrell, 4 hits and 10 at-bats against the St. Lucie Mets last week. The 1-1. Fastball on the outside edge, doesn't miss by much. Counts 2 balls and a strike. Lefty on lefty matchup. Motts working from the third base side of the rubber, winds and delivers. Breaking ball. He calls that a strike, and the Silver Sluggers are letting home plate umpire Shea Graham have it right now. Nobody's supposed to know about it. 2 balls, 2 strikes, the pitch. Fighting to stay alive is Latrell. Outside pitch, he fouls it straight back to the screen. Motts winds the 2-2 yet again. Looks like a slider. It misses down and in right at the shoe tops. Count runs full to the leadoff hitter here in the top half of the second. No score, 3 balls, 2 strikes, nobody out. Motts winds and delivers. Swing and a miss, fools him on the breaking ball, down and away. Second strikeout of the evening for the lefty, Bryson Motts. That'll bring up the switch hitting Ian Lewis to the plate.
And we're at second baseman number 2 from Nassau, Bahamas, Ian Lewis.
Lewis 0 for his last 11 at the plate. He's going to bat from the right-hand side against the lefty Motts, just 2 for 15. In last week's series versus the St. Lucie Mets. The first pitch, fouled straight back. Lewis just missed that by a fraction right there. Coming in batting 223 on the season is Lewis. 309 on base percentage, the 20-year-old out of the Bahamas. Has his bat resting on his back as he stands in. He takes a fastball right down Broadway, 94 for a called strike two looking. That's one of those you want back. Motts holds his glove above his face, delivers the 0-2, fools him on a breaking ball, back-to-back strikeouts for Bryson Motts. That's 3 on the early evening. 2 up, 2 down to start things out here in the top half of the second. Torrin Montgomery will come to the plate.
For Kirkland, Washington.
Montgomery on a hot streak lately. 457 on base percentage here in the month of June. Has his average up to 302. He bats from the right-hand side. The first pitch runs inside. It's ruled the ball. Montgomery playing in his 42nd game here with the Jupiter Hammerheads. The 1-0. Paints the inside corner for a called strike one looking. Motts shielding his face with his glove begins his windup. The 1-1 paints the inside corner again. 94. Montgomery steps out of the box. He disagrees with that call. But with the pitch clock, he has to step back in, and now he will call time with 2 strikes. A little bit of strategy that you see batters do now, especially with 2 strikes in the new pitch clock rule. he's back in. Pitch clock to 10. Mott's in rhythm, working quickly at 9 seconds on the pitch clock. The 0-2 swing and a miss fools him on the slider. Three strikeouts in the inning for Bryson Mott as he strikes out the side. As we head to the bottom half of the second, no runs, no hits, no errors. We're headed to the home half of the second. Brian Loftus here on the Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium Radio Network.
I think it's just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking, isn't it?
There's really not even that much nicotine in them, right?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as one pack of cigarettes.
My kid
knows it's dangerous.
5.4 million American kids vape, and most think it's harmless. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit talkaboutvaping.org. That's talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
I think it's just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking, isn't it?
There's really not even that much nicotine in them, right?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as one pack of cigarettes.
My kid
knows it's dangerous.
5.4 million American kids vape, and most think it's harmless. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit talkaboutvaping.org. That's talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Home half of the second here at the Dean, scoreless through the first inning and a half. Juan de la Cruz finishing up his warm-up tosses. So far, so good by both starting pitchers in tonight's ballgame. Both starting pitchers coming off not the most ideal outing in terms of command of the strike zone, but so far, so good by both of them. De la Cruz getting set to face Michael Cariali, Josh Baez, and Adonsen Cruz is happening. 4, 5, and 6. First pitch grounded sharply down the left field line past the diving glove of McCants, the third baseman, into left field. It's going to go all the way to the corner. Cariali makes the turnaround first. He will head to second standing up. It's a leadoff double for the Redbirds to kick things off here in the bottom half of the second. Cariali's 13th double of the season. Came in scuffling a little bit here in the month of June, but should have not typed that in my notes that he was batting 154 in the month of June, because he probably already knew about it as Josh Baez comes to the plate. Righty on righty matchup, the first pitch to Baez. Fastball on the outer corner in for a called strike one. Baez 6-for-34 so far in the season versus the Jupiter Hammerheads. The 0-1 slider misses wide. The throw down to second, not in time, as they tried to catch Cariali napping. Counts even at a ball and a strike. Baez hitting .211 so far in the 2023 campaign. Three homers to go along with 18 RBIs. The 1-1 tries another slider. This one misses on the outside edge. Good eye by Josh at the plate. Two balls and a strike. Baez, a second-round pick by the Cardinals in the 2021 draft. Boston, Massachusetts. The 2-1. This one slapped right side in between first and second, in for a base hit. Stop sign goes up for Cariali at third. The throw comes home. It'll put runners at the corners for the Cardinals here with nobody out in the bottom half of the second. Nice piece of hitting right there by Baez going opposite field with it. Take what he's given. That'll bring up Adonsen Cruz to the plate. Cruz coming in hot, hitting .234 on the season. However, a three-game hit streak, a 13-game on-base streak. As the, it looks like a scene from the movie Independence Day, where it's almost like a shelf cloud is getting ready to move over the stadium. Runners at the corners. Runner goes from first. Swing and a miss. Ball bounces away. Runner's going to come home. The throw to home plate. Not in time. It's going to get away from home plate. The throw to third now will go into the outfield. Coming home to score right now is Josh Baez, and he will score all the way from first. A little double steal, a wild pitch. Two runs coming to score for the Hammerheads on a passed ball right there. A little sloppy by the Jupiter Hammerheads, but the Cardinals wisely on the base pass, taking advantage of it. And the bases are empty here with nobody out. And a Adonsen Cruz still at the plate, one ball and no strikes. 2-0 Cardinals lead. The 1-0. Breaking ball misses off the plate. It's going to be interesting to see how the young 18-year-old rebounds after this. Excuse me, the count's even at 1-1 according to home plate umpire Shea Graham. I was fooled by the scoreboard. Count is now 2 balls and a strike as the scoreboard shows 3-0. As Shea Graham continues to hold his fingers up in the air to let the scoreboard operator know. 2-1 fouled at the plate. Count's even at 2-2. Interesting sequence right there. It wasn't originally a double steal, but that throw down to second allowed Cariello to come in and score the 2-2, flailing out at his Cruz. He goes down on strikes for the first out here in the bottom half of the second. I still don't have a bingo card. I wonder if Andrew Seymour can bring me one, because I missed out on I-18 right there. Stepping to the plate will be Brandon Hernandez. Beautiful silver slugger night here at the Dean. Golf night tomorrow night. This one's grounded to second. Ian Lewis has this take a bad hop on him. It goes right off his shin and bounces into right field. And the Hammerheads can't catch a break here in the bottom half of the second. Hernandez aboard over at first, and that's going to be charged an E4 to Lewis over at second base. Looked like a routine grounder for the second baseman there. Javier Bolivar strides to the plate. The first baseman, the 8-hitter, playing in his 16th game here with Palm Beach, just batting 135 on the year. Righty-on-righty matchup. The first pitch starts him off with an indoor slider. Catches the inner half for a called strike one looking. The high set, the 0-1, runner goes. Breaking ball, this one's driven out to left field. Going back is Luttrell, has this one sized up. He's at the track, just shy of the wall. And the left fielder will make the catch. Retreating back to first on the play is Hernandez. A loud fly out to left for the second out here in the bottom half of the second. Jonathan Mejia will come to the plate, the 9-hitter. Mejia just hitting 083 on the year. This one is driven out to right field. It is in for, oh no, it is not. This is just foul. Nearly bringing up chalk deep down that right field line that had a chance to reach the corner. And Hernandez with a great jump with 2 outs would have easily scored from first. Mejia taking his time getting back to the box. Wonder if the pitch clock might be a factor here. Mejia rocking those high socks. Typical Cardinal stripes on the bottom. Those are some great socks. Pickoff throw to first. And just back safely is Hernandez. Hernandez went in standing to first. It was a great pickoff throw by De La Cruz, and a better tag would have had him. The high set by De La Cruz. The 0-1. Fastball misses on the outside corner. Mejia, 18-year-old out of the Dominican Republic. Switch hitter. Stands in batting from the left-hand side. The long set. The 1-1. Breaking ball, a one-hopper to second. Lewis is up with this. And the second baseman will throw down to first for the 4-3 putout. And the final out to retire the side here. In the bottom half of the second, but the damage has been done here in Jupiter, Florida. 069 is the bingo card. Cardinals lead 2-0 as we head to the third here at the Dean.
To protect her home and family in a disaster, Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council. To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Top of the third here at the Dean. 2-0 score. Cardinals lead. Already three errors for the Jupiter Hammerheads as Bryson Motz finishes up his warm-up tosses. Lightning in the distance, but so far so good here in Jupiter, Florida. Clean couple innings for Bryson Motz, getting set to face 7, 8, and 9 in the lineup for Jupiter. Harrison Spahn will lead things off. Spahn heading 2-11 on the season, four homers to go along with 24 RBIs, just one hit in the series versus St. Lucie last week. He's going to jump all over the first pitch and sky it out to right field. Playable for Josh Baez. He circles around it and makes the easy catch. One pitch, one out to start things out here in the top half of the third. That'll bring up Christian Rodriguez to the plate as it looks like some light rain might be falling right now. Almost got to take my headphones off to hear it. Rodriguez batting from the left-hand side. He'll take the first pitch, fastball high in the zone for ball one. The 1-0. Fastball right down the heart of the plate. A called strike one looking. Rodriguez 3-for-15 last week versus the St. Lucie Mets in their six-game series. The 1-1, inside outswing, he's going to jam this out into left field for a base hit, drop it right in front of Juan Bincho. He'll get it back in. It's the first hit for the Hammerheads tonight, and a one-out base runner is aboard. That'll bring up Andrew Fernandez to the plate.
The catcher number 8 from Hialeah, Florida, Andrew Fernandez.
Yeah, Hammerheads had a typical South Florida series last night versus the St. Lucie Mets. Two rainouts, two doubleheaders, three shutouts, a 17-0 shutout where they won, and a pair of 1-0 victories in a doubleheader on Sunday afternoon. Fernandez bats from the right-hand side. Runner goes. This one jammed him in on the hands. It skied out of play. Hit-and-run play was on. Counts no balls and a strike to Fernandez. Andrew working on a 5-game hitting streak, hitting .214 on the season. However, he is batting .304 here in the month of June. As I need some paperweights up here in the booth right now. With the window open, the 0-1 backdoor breaking ball in for a called strike two looking. And just about three quarters of the stadium right now covered by a huge cloud. We'll see if it brings rain. The 0-2 comes in. Breaking ball gets through the wickets of Leonardo Bernal. It'll get all the way to the backstop, advancing up to second is Christian Rodriguez. And it was a strikeout on the play, apparently. I'm not sure Fernandez went around on that one, but he's rolled out on strikes, as that'll bring up Brett Roberts to the plate. Roberts 0-for-1 on the early evening. He flew out to center to lead off the ball game. He has a man in scoring position. The first pitch. Broken bat. This one's foul. The bat stayed fair. The bat went foul. As Bryson Motz counting his lucky stars as Chad Lagana, the base umpire, flips the broken bat back to the Cardinals dugout. Shattered that bat right on the handle. No balls and a strike, two outs, 2-0 Cardinals lead. We're in the top half of the third. Rodriguez leads away from second. Checks the runner. The 0-1 misses wide. Yep, definitely need some paperweights up here in the booth. That's for sure. As I get my defensive sheet retrieved back in time. The 1-1 in for a called strike two looking. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Runner on second for the Hammerheads as they trail 2-0. Motz peers in, gets the one he wants for Bernal. Working from the third base side of the rubber. The 1-2. Jammed him out on the hands. This one's fouled back. Beautiful silver slugger night here at the Dean. Nobody's hit bingo yet, apparently. The 1-2 yet again. Bounces in the dirt. Nice block by Bernal, squaring that up. Looking like a hockey goalie down there. Counts even, 2-2. Deuces are wild. Here in the top half of the third, Hammerheads looking to get a run across the board. Roberts had a 13-game hitting streak snapped back on Sunday afternoon against the St. Lucie Mets. The 2-2 jammed him in on the hands. This one skied out of play, first base side. It came in batting 278 on the season. It dipped down to 276, but so far in the month of June, Roberts, a 341 batting average. Weather heats up, bats heat up. The 2-2 yet again. Fastball upstairs in the zone. Good eye by Roberts. Count runs full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Three and two. Two outs. Rodriguez leads from second. A little spinoff right there by Motz as he looks the runner back to second. Motz checks the runner, the 3-2 yet again. Grounded left side, going to be a tough play. Sliding stop by Curry Alley. Goes down to a knee. The throw down to first is not in time. The speedy Roberts busted out. Safe over at first, but a heck of a play by the third baseman, Curry Alley, even have an attempt on that. It'll put runners at the corners here with two outs as the Hammerheads threaten here in the top half of the third. That'll bring up Jordan McCants to the plate. Can't struck out in his first at-bat back in the first inning. Scuffling here in the month of June, just hitting 185 coming into this ballgame. The first pitch, lefty-on-lefty matchup, fastball 93 right down the heart of the plate for a called strike one looking. A Pensacola, Florida native, third-round pick by the Marlins out of Pensacola Catholic back in the 2021 draft. Pickoff throw to first, back standing safely is Brian Roberts. And you got to appreciate how Brett Roberts, spells his name properly. The score sheet that I've been given says Brett Roberts. 0-1, chopper, first base side. It's trickling, it's hugging the foul line, and Motz lets it trickle foul. A wise play by Motz right there. As that ball hit off the top of the plate, had a lot of English on it, and spun foul down the first baseline. Brett Roberts over at first base, 8 for 9 in stolen base attempts so far this season. He leads away from first. Rodriguez leads away from third. 2-0 score in the top half of the third. The pitch, swing and a miss. Drop third strike, and Roberts is retired to retire the side here in the top half of the third. Three clean frames by starting pitcher Bryson Loft. We're through 2.5. We're going to the home half of the third. Cardinals coming to play. Brian Loftus here on the Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium Radio Network.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Home half of the third here at the Dean. 2-0 Cardinals out to an early lead. Two runs, two hits, no errors for Palm Beach. No runs, two hits, and three costly errors for the Jupiter Hammerheads as Juan De La Cruz toes the rubber back out for his third inning of work, getting set to face the top of the order for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Cho, Rotondo, and Bernal due up this half inning. Mother Nature holding off with us so far. It looks like this is pushing off towards the Atlantic Ocean. The first pitch to Cho catches the outside corner for a called strike. One looking. Juan Ben 0-for-1 on the evening. He grounded out to short. Back in the bottom half of the first, he'll lay off the 0-1 down in the zone. Counts even at a ball and a strike. Left side of the infield, shaded up the middle, the 1-1. Just misses the outside corner. Fernandez tried framing it right there. Holds the mitt right there for Shea Graham. Does not get the call. Counts 2-1. The pitch. Breaking ball. Cho swings over the top of it. Counts 2-2. Cho struggled in the last series versus the Daytona Tortugas. 4-for-19 with 10 strikeouts. But among one of the top league leaders in batting average coming in, he's currently hitting .281. This one brushes him off the plate as he has to corkscrew over home plate. Almost jackknife himself to avoid being plunked. Count runs full. The wind and the 3-2. Breaking ball. This one's roped right off the netting first base side. Luckily, everyone's all right. Little wake-up call for everyone in the Palm Beach Cardinal dugout. His teammates are probably saying, yo, whoa, what do we do? Pipe down over there. 3-2. This one's grounded sharply. Foul first base side. As he was a little bit more apathetic to his teammates over there in the first base dugout. Grounding that one rather than lining it right towards their heads. They'll do the 3-2 yet again. Jammed him out on the hands. This one's flared, and he's going to get a piece of the Jupiter Hammerheads dugout along the third base side. Keeping everyone on their toes is Cho. 2-0 Cardinals lead. We're in the bottom half of the third. Left side of the infield, shaded up the middle. The payoff pitch yet again. Fastball right down Main Street, called third strike. Cho thought it was low. He disagrees with the call, has a few words for home plate umpire Shea Graham as he slowly meanders back to the dugout. One up, one down to start things out here in the bottom half of the third. That'll bring up Chris Rotondo to the plate. Rotondo grounded out to short back in the first. Bats from the right-hand side, the first pitch. Breaking ball, never broke, and it hits Rotondo right in the back. It'll be a one-out base runner heading down to first. I'll bring out the switch-hitting catcher, Leonardo Bernal, to the plate. Bernal looking to extend his three-game hitting streak and his eight-game on-base streak stands in. This one's roped down the first baseline. This is foul. Well, based on the clouds in the distance, it looks like Mother Nature's accommodating, and it shift this big cloud off to shore as the 0-1 comes in. This one's fouled at the plate. Counts no balls and two strikes. I was actually taking my pregame nap today, and the movie The Perfect Storm was on AMC this afternoon with George Clooney. The 0-2, runner goes from first, slapped at, this one skied, this will reach the stands and the bleachers, out of play, left side. Bernal hitting 255 on the season, three homers to go along with 31 RBIs. The 0-2, backdoor breaking ball freezes Bernal, and he knew it. A filthy pitch by Juan de la Cruz right there sends Bernal back to the dugout. Two strikeouts in the inning, four on the evening, and two outs here in the bottom half of the third. That'll bring up Michael Curiale to the plate. Curiale doubled and scored the first of the two runs by the Palm Beach Cardinals back in the second. He's going to line this one, nearly taking out the legs of Chris Rotondo into right field. Rotondo's going to try to go first to third. The throw comes in. Bang, bang, throw, not in time. Head first slide by Chris Rotondo. A nice opposite field single by Curiale to put runners at the corners here in the bottom half of the third. Rotondo had to jump in the air to avoid being wiped out by Curiale's line drive to right field as he was running first to second, but he does take third. Runners at the corners as Josh Baez steps to the plate, batting from the right-hand side. The high set. The first pitch from De La Cruz starts him off with a breaking ball and misses down and away for ball one. Baez singled back in the second, scored the second of the two runs for the Cardinals. He'll lay off the next breaking ball. This is in for a called strike one looking. 2-0 Cardinals lead. They are threatening here in the bottom half of the third. The 1-1 breaking ball. This ball is driven out to left field. If it's fair, it's gone. It is tailing. It is just foul. As it clears the wall just to the left of the 330 foul pole out there in left field. A hanging breaking ball. De La Cruz has new life, and Baez wants that one back as he strides back to the plate. Bunch of the Cardinals players rocking their high socks. One of them is Baez at the dish. One ball, two strikes, two outs, runners at the corners. The pitch from De La Cruz, swing and a miss, paints the fastball, 94 on the outside edge for the final out to retire the side here in the bottom half of the third. We're going to the fourth. The Cardinals turned away as they threatened. Brian Loftus here on the Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium Radio Network.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care would love you just the same. visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Top of the fourth here at the Dean. Some of the fans retreating for cover. Some of the brave ones still staying down on the lower concourse.
Into the fourth inning for the Jupiter Hammerheads. In the
some late rain following in the distance. A little bit over the stadium, but it looks to be dissipating for the most part. As the heart of the order comes up for the Hammerheads here in the top half of the fourth, Sanoa, Latrell, and Lewis do up, facing Bryce and Motts. Back out for his fourth inning of work. The lefty delivers to the right-hander. This one slapped at and driven into the stands right side and out of play. Sanoa 0 for 1 on the evening. Grounded out to first baseman Javier Bolivar. Back in the second. Excuse me, the first, I should say. The 0-1 misses down low. Sanoa had a heck of a series against the St. Lucie Mets last week, driving in 5 runs, 8 hits in his 18 at-bats. The 1-1 comes in, jammed him in on the hands. This one skied out of play, first base set. Yeah, some of the Silver Sluggers can take the light rain, some of them can't. Still a good amount of people sitting in the lower bowl, just down below us. The 1-2 comes in. This one is fouled at the plate as lightning strikes in the distance. Looks to be far away from us, however. Count remains 1-2. 2-0 score, top of the fourth. Motts working from the third base side of the rubber, delivers this one skied towards the Cassidy Cool Zone and right off the Cassidy Cool Zone roof for all your air conditioning needs. Give John C. Cassidy Cool Zone a call in. We could certainly use a lot more air conditioning down here in South Florida because it was disgusting down here this afternoon. Low 90s, hot, muggy, and humid. Two hopper to second. Hernandez is up with the second baseman. We'll throw down to first. Easy 4-3 put out for the first out here in the top half of the fourth. It's not fun. It's not fun weather. Unless you're at the beach, as Chase Latrell strides to the plate. I know everyone is jealous of Florida, but let's stop. Got hurricane season coming up. Lefty on lefty matchup. First pitch. Slider misses off the plate for ball one. Latrell 0 for 1 on the evening. Struck out swinging in his first at bat back in the second. Motts, the lefty, delivers the 1-0. Misses high and wide, not by much. Hitters count 2 balls and no strikes. Left side of the infield shaded up the middle, the 2-0. Slapping at it is Latrell. He's going to stay alive, sky it out of play. Left side. Kind of a defensive swing right there by Latrell on the 2-0 count. Here's the 2-1 by Motts. Breaking ball. Latrell lays off. 3 balls and a strike to Latrell. 4 for 10 in the series versus St. Lucie last week. Next pitch, he lays off. He'll be a 1-out base runner. I'll bring up the switch hitting Ian Lewis to the plate. Just the first walk issued on the evening for starting pitcher Bryson Motts.
Ian Lewis.
Motts coming off a performance where he surrendered 4 earned runs against the Daytona Tortugas, issuing 4 walks. Hasn't picked up a win since May the 13th, ironically, against the Jupiter Hammerheads. The first pitch to Ian Lewis in for a called strike, 1 looking. Middle infield at double play depth here with 1 out. Light rain falling here at the stadium. The 0-1. Paints the fastball on the inner half, does not get the call. Didn't miss by much. Rain starting to come down a little bit heavier. Some thunder in the background. The 1-1. runs inside, does not get the call. Two balls and a strike. Luttrell over at first base, 3-for-6 in stolen base attempts so far this season. Mejia and Hernandez look to turn two up the middle. Curiali hugging the line over at third. The pitch jammed him in on the hands. This one's fouled. Lewis scuffling at the plate as of late is the switch hitter, 0 for his last 12. Two pickoff throw, they got him. Picked like a nose. Throw to first, down to second, is in time. Motz to Bolivar, down to Hernandez. 1-3-4 pickoff as the throw to second base was perfect by Bolivar. Luttrell is off the base pass. And the bases are empty here with two outs. He was dead to rights right there, as all it needed was a good throw from first to second, and it was from Bolivar to Hernandez. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Deuces are wild. The pitch, swing and a miss. Lewis goes down on strikes to retire the side here in the top half of the fourth. Hammerheads turned away. They're scoreless through four. It's a 2-0 ball game as the Cardinals come to bat. You're listening to Brian Loftus here on the Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium Radio Network.
Para mucha gente del país, tener un día de tranquilidad con la familia es difícil. Le pasa a Raquel de Dallas, una madre que trabaja.
Los niños tienen que ir a la escuela, nosotros tenemos que ir al trabajo.
Pero hay algo que muchas mamás no saben, y es que el bosque, ese respiro que necesitan, está realmente cerca.
Este lugar es increíble.
Tu familia también puede disfrutar de la tranquilidad del bosque a menos de 90 minutos. Entra en descubreelbosque.org y encuentra el bosque más cercano. El bosque, más cerca de lo que crees. Un mensaje del Servicio Forestal de los Estados Unidos y el Ad Council.
So what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can run, but you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder. Don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Half of the fourth, 2-0 Cardinals lead. Adonson Cruz will lead things off. 6, 7, and 8 due up for the Redbirds as they lead 2-0. De La Cruz back out on the mound. First pitch breaking ball misses in on the hands for ball one. The 1-0 paints the outside corner to the chagrin of Cruz. Counts even at 1-1. Cruz 0-for-1 with the strikeout so far this evening. Light rain falling here at the Dean. The 1-1 breaking ball, swing and a foul tipped, held onto by the catcher Andrew Fernandez. Counts a ball and two strikes. The 1-2 tries to paint the fastball on the outside edge, does not get the call. Beautiful silver slugger net here at the Dean. The 2-2 breaking ball. This ball's roped right over the head of McCants into left field for a base hit. Making the turnaround first is Cruz. He's going to try for second. The throw will come in, sliding feet first. He is in there in time. Cruz losing his helmet. He's aboard with a leadoff double to kick things off here in the bottom half of the fourth. His sixth double of the season, extending his hitting streak to 4 games, extending his on-base streak to 14 with that double. Cards trying to lay the hammer down here, no pun intended, against the Hammerheads. Leading 2-0 here. Runner in scoring position with nobody out. Brandon Hernandez coming to the plate. The first pitch A little excuse me swing. He's going to sky this out into shallow left field, ranging over his Luttrell. He will make the catch. One pitch, one out as the ball comes back in. Good idea by Hernandez. He just got a little bit under it. Skies it out to left field. I'll bring up Javier Bolivar to the plate. Bolivar playing in just his 16th game here with Palm Beach. The first pitch. De La Cruz starts him off with a breaking ball, catches the heart of the plate for a called strike one. Few more people retreating back to the upper concourse. As the rain picks up, the 0-1. Sky down the right field line. This is out of play. Some people are braving it out, though, down there. Some umbrellas have popped up. It's picking up a little bit more and more, and the 0-2 comes in. Breaking ball never broke, and it's going to plunk Bolivar right in the back. Second hit by pitch by Juan De La Cruz so far this evening. De La Cruz did have 6 walks in his lone appearance for the Jupiter Hammerheads as the rain is really picking up right now. And everyone, all the brave ones are now leaving. But this should be brief. Next pitch, and it's going to catch Bolivar right on the ankle, and hopefully he's all right. And they might have to delay this game briefly, as it looks like both umpires are chatting things up right now. And it might be a brief rain delay. Yep, and they're waving everybody off the field. Because it looks like De La Cruz did not have a grip on it. It'll load the bases. As it looks like we're going to have a brief delay here at the Dean. As a little South Florida pop-up shower makes its way through, as the rain is already lightening up as the players come off the field. But we should be good to go for the rest of this one. Cardinals lead 2-0, 2 runs, 4 hits, no errors. For the Redbirds, no runs, 2 hits, 3 errors. For the Jupiter Hammerheads, we are in the bottom half of the 4th currently. And what looks to be like, based on the sky that I see, it looks to be a brief rain delay as this South Florida rain cloud hovers over the stadium and makes its way off towards the Atlantic Ocean. With Brian Loftus here, we'll be back right after this. We're going to send you to a quick commercial break, get you guys filled in on some quick PSAs, because everybody needs them. 2-0 Cardinals lead here in the bottom half of the 4th.
I think it's just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking, isn't it?
There's really not even that much nicotine in them, right?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as one pack of cigarettes.
My kid
knows it's dangerous.
5.4 million American kids vape, and most think it's harmless. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit talkaboutvaping.org. That's talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
I think it's just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking, isn't it?
There's really not even that much nicotine in them, right?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as one pack of cigarettes.
My kid
knows it's dangerous.
5.4 million American kids vape, and most think it's harmless. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit talkaboutvaping.org. That's talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
you go, Karen. By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council. To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
First, I hold my hands out like they're on a steering wheel. Then I look over my shoulder. One, okay, cool guy. Two, three times. Next, oh, I put it in reverse. Meep, meep, meep. Then I take it up and down, up, up and down. And that, kiddos, is called the forklift.
Dance like a dad. It's a great way to make a moment with your kids.
Now that's dancing. Sure beats flossing.
Visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Okay, kids, Dad's gonna teach you how to dance. First, spread your feet apart. Then, pump your knee, nod your head, shake your hips, and bite your lip ever so slightly. Now, with one hand in the air, point at people with the other hand. I call that the rock star.
Dance like a dad. It's a great way to make a moment with your kids.
Now, make a face like it just smells something bad.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam! Ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council. Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T. Acronym. Stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave.
Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care would love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Basketball court all wet because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Para mucha gente del país, tener un día de tranquilidad con la familia es difícil. Le pasa a Raquel de Dallas, una madre que trabaja.
Los niños tienen que ir a la escuela, nosotros tenemos que ir al trabajo.
Pero hay algo que muchas mamás no saben, y es que el bosque, ese respiro que necesitan, está realmente cerca.
Este lugar es increíble.
Tu familia también puede disfrutar de la tranquilidad del bosque a menos de 90 minutos. Entra en descubreelbosque.org y encuentra el bosque más cercano. El bosque, más cerca de lo que crees. Un mensaje del Servicio Forestal de los Estados Unidos y el Ad Council.
So what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can run, but you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder. Don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Thank you.
said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Whoa!
Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
If I could be you...
And you could be me?
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way...
To get inside...
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
For over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can. But it's just as important to take time for yourself. AARP can help. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
And Mama, how you feeling?
Great, and I'm ready for you today.
I'm checking in on ya. Morning meditation?
Check.
Dressed and ready to work out?
Check.
Check your blood pressure yet?
And check.
Boom! Great job, Mom. And about those gold earrings?
No, ma'am.
Now more than ever, it's important that we protect our hearts and the hearts of those we love. Monitor your blood pressure daily and help each other stay motivated. Rally your squad to take the online pledge at releasethepressure.org. Brought to you by the Release the Pressure Coalition and the Ad Council.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
Not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner? I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Me encanta cocinar para mis nietos. Y si pudiera también cocinar para los 16 millones de niños que enfrentan el hambre en este país, lo haría. Por suerte, la Red Nacional de Bancos de Alimentos de Feeding America proporciona una comida y una silla a todo niño que lo necesite. Apoye a Feeding America y a su banco de alimentos local visitando feedingamerica.org/en español.
Un mensaje de Feeding America y del Ad Council.
These are the sounds of a dinner. A dinner that almost didn't happen. A dinner now served, thanks to people like you. Due to COVID-19, 17 million more Americans may face hunger. Feeding America is helping our neighbors in need. And if you're able, you can too. Donations are being accepted at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
Not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner? I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Kyoko, and I know what it's like to struggle with mental health issues. If you have a friend that's going through a tough time, now is the perfect moment to reach out. Learn how to start the conversation at seizetheawkward.org.
Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You ace vehicle history searches and test drives. You out salesman to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
She was 27 years old. She took the gun that my grandfather had given her for self-defense. She never got to see her son grow up to be anything because she had easy access to a gun. I've been robbed of that relationship.
63 Americans a day die by gun suicide. With safe gun storage, we can give our loved ones a second chance at life. Learn more at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. She wasn't even really sure where she was at.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
I think it's just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking, isn't it?
There's really not even that much nicotine in them, right?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as one pack of cigarettes.
My kid
knows it's dangerous.
5.4 million American kids vape, and most think it's harmless. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit talkaboutvaping.org. That's talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
I think it's just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking, isn't it?
There's really not even that much nicotine in them, right?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as one pack of cigarettes.
My kid
knows it's dangerous.
5.4 million American kids vape, and most think it's harmless. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit talkaboutvaping.org. That's talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Protect her home and family in a disaster, Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council. To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
First, I hold my hands out like they're on a steering wheel. Then I look over my shoulder. One, okay, cool guy. Two, three times. Next, oh, I put it in reverse. Meep, meep, meep. Then I take it up and down, up, up and down. And that, kiddos, is called the forklift.
Dance like a dad. It's a great way to make a moment with your kids.
Now that's dancing. Sure beats flossing.
Visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Okay, kids, Dad's gonna teach you how to dance. First, spread your feet apart. Then, pump your knee, nod your head, shake your hips, and bite your lip ever so slightly. Now, with one hand in the air, point at people with the other hand. I call that the rock star.
Dance like a dad. It's a great way to make a moment with your kids.
Now, make a face like it just smells something bad.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Para mucha gente del país, tener un día de tranquilidad con la familia es difícil. Le pasa a Raquel de Dallas, una madre que trabaja.
Los niños tienen que ir a la escuela, nosotros tenemos que ir al trabajo.
Pero hay algo que muchas mamás no saben, y es que el bosque, ese respiro que necesitan, está realmente cerca.
Este lugar es increíble.
Tu familia también puede disfrutar de la tranquilidad del bosque a menos de 90 minutos. Entra en descubreelbosque.org y encuentra el bosque más cercano. El bosque, más cerca de lo que crees. Un mensaje del Servicio Forestal de los Estados Unidos y el Ad Council.
So what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
That?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock.
Then my sister and I escaped from an evil Slug King and went back to my Super Twig Fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can. But it's just as important to take time for yourself. AARP can help. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
And Mama, how you feeling?
Great, and I'm ready for you today.
I'm checking in on ya. Morning meditation?
Check.
Dressed and ready to work out?
Check.
Check your blood pressure yet?
And check.
Boom! Great job, Mom. And about those gold earrings?
No, ma'am.
Now more than ever, it's important that we protect our hearts and the hearts of those we love. Monitor your blood pressure daily and help each other stay motivated. Rally your squad to take the online pledge at releasethepressure.org. Brought to you by the Release the Pressure Coalition and the Ad Council.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
Not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs
and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner?
I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Me encanta cocinar para mis nietos. Y si pudiera también cocinar para los 16 millones de niños que enfrentan el hambre en este país, lo haría. Por suerte, la Red Nacional de Bancos de Alimentos de Feeding America proporciona una comida y una silla a todo niño que lo necesite. Apoye a Feeding America y a su banco de alimentos local visitando feedingamerica.org/en español.
Un mensaje de Feeding America y del Alcanzo.
These are the sounds of a dinner that almost didn't happen. A dinner now served, thanks to people like you. Due to COVID-19, 17 million more Americans may face hunger. Feeding America is helping our neighbors in need. And if you're able, you can too. Donations are being accepted at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
Not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs
and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner?
I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger.
I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Kyoko, and I know what it's like to struggle with mental health issues. If you have a friend that's going through a tough time, now is the perfect moment to reach out. Learn how to start the conversation at seizetheawkward.org.
Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
When you went car shopping, you meant business.
You ace vehicle history searches and test drives. You out salesman to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
She was 27 years old. She took the gun that my grandfather had given her for self-defense. She never got to see her son grow up to be anything. Because she had easy access to a gun, I've been robbed of that relationship.
63 Americans a day.
I think it's just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking, isn't it?
There's really not even that much nicotine in them, right?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as one pack of cigarettes.
My kid knows it's dangerous.
5.4 million American kids vape, and most think it's harmless. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit talkaboutvaping.org. That's talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
I think it's just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking, isn't it?
There's really not even that much nicotine in them, right?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as one pack of cigarettes.
My kid knows it's dangerous.
5.4 million American kids vape, and most think it's harmless. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit talkaboutvaping.org. That's talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Protect her home and family in a disaster, Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council. To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
First, I hold my hands out like they're on a steering wheel. Then I look over my shoulder. One, okay, cool guy. Two, three times. Next, oh, I put it in reverse. Meep, meep, meep. Then I take it up and down, up, up and down. And that, kiddos, is called the forklift.
Dance like a dad. It's a great way to make a moment with your kids.
Now that's dancing. Sure beats flossing.
Visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Okay, kids, Dad's gonna teach you how to dance. First, spread your feet apart. Then, pump your knee, nod your head, shake your hips, and bite your lip ever so slightly. Now, with one hand in the air, point at people with the other hand. I call that the rock star.
Dance like a dad. It's a great way to make a moment with your kids.
Now, make a face like it just smells something bad.
Visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
Basketball court all wet
because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off from school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Para mucha gente del país, tener un día de tranquilidad con la familia es difícil. Le pasa a Raquel de Dallas, una madre que trabaja.
Los niños tienen que ir a la escuela, nosotros tenemos que ir al trabajo.
Pero hay algo que muchas mamás no saben, y es que el bosque, ese respiro que necesitan, está realmente cerca.
Este lugar es increíble.
Tu familia también puede disfrutar de la tranquilidad del bosque a menos de 90 minutos. Entra en descubreelbosque.org y encuentra el bosque más cercano. El bosque, más cerca de lo que crees. Un mensaje del Servicio Forestal de los Estados Unidos y el Ad Council.
So what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can run, but you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
That?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
I could be you.
And you could be me?
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
For over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can. But it's just as important to take time for yourself. AARP can help. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
And Mama, how you feeling?
Great, and I'm ready for you today.
I'm checking in on you. Morning meditation?
Check.
Dressed and ready to work out?
Check.
Check your blood pressure yet?
And check.
Boom! Great job, Mom. And about those gold earrings?
No, ma'am.
Now more than ever, it's important that we protect our hearts and the hearts of those we love. Monitor your blood pressure daily and help each other stay motivated. Rally your squad to take the online pledge at releasethepressure.org. Brought to you by the Release the Pressure Coalition and the Ad Council.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job,
not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner? I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at iamhungerinamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Melissa from Michigan.
I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California, choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Me encanta cocinar para mis nietos. Y si pudiera también cocinar para los 16 millones de niños que enfrentan el hambre en este país, lo haría. Por suerte, la Red Nacional de Bancos de Alimentos de Feeding America proporciona una comida y una silla a todo niño que lo necesite. Apoye a Feeding America y a su banco de alimentos local visitando feedingamerica.org/en español.
Un mensaje de Feeding America y del Ad Council.
These are the sounds of a dinner. A dinner that almost didn't happen. A dinner now served, thanks to people like you. Due to COVID-19, 17 million more Americans may face hunger. Feeding America is helping our neighbors in need. And if you're able, you can too. Donations are being accepted at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
Not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs
and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner?
I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Kyoko, and I know what it's like to struggle with mental health issues. If you have a friend that's going through a tough time, now is the perfect moment to reach out. Learn how to start the conversation at seizetheawkward.org.
Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You ace vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesman to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council. We'll be right back.
She was 27 years old. She took the gun that my grandfather had given her for self-defense. She never got to see her son grow up to be anything. Because she had easy access to a gun, I've been robbed of that relationship.
63 Americans a day